We would like to speak to you about maintenance. This is a time where this must be a consideration of yours. And the reason for that is apparent, and yet we need to be reminded about it. There is no peaceful place in the world. There is no landing strip for any of the things that are happening around you. And there are many, there is a great deal of desperation, but also a great deal of anger. And all of that energy is running around you all of the time. Now, the truth of it is, you can go places and be with people where that is not what's going on. But generally speaking, the world itself is being the challenge. And that means that you must truly consider what it is to maintain yourself, what it looks like, and how willing you are actually to do it. So what is it about maintenance? It is something that exists past your head. And this, of course, is always the first challenge, because you can say to yourself, and we know you all have, I have done enough for myself. I've done this good thing and that good thing, and I have done it regularly. And yet, of course, your emotional body is screaming at you that you have not done enough for it. And you cannot override the emotional body. Now, this is not to try to tell you not to do those things that you know are good for you. Of course that you do that. But there is a place in the emotional body that needs expression. And of course, this is always the dilemma, is it not, for caregiving women? Because you do not want to bother anyone with how all of that feels. It is the last thing you want to do. But your emotional body, which is needing extra support now, is saying, you need a circle in which you speak all of the things that you feel without fear of judgment, without fear of any kind of weakness, because the expression of how you feel is not about weakness. It is about strength. Now, sometimes you may have someone who can join you in that circle, but sometimes you do not. And even when you do not, the importance of speaking what you feel is one of the ways that you take care of yourself. It helps you integrate from a different part of yourself what you need to bring everything together. And sometimes in doing that, your head will begin to take a broader look at your needs. When you leave the head to do it alone, it is not that it will not tell you to do good things. It will tell you to do good things, but it will not tell you to release what it is that you are feeling without judgment, without fear, without any of the things you tend to do with understanding what you feel. There's been some strange things in your psychologies which over-encourage what you feel to the point of making it almost humorous. And now we will get together and all say what we feel. And that is not what we are talking about. We are talking about something a great deal more intimate than that. And that is the time that you spend with yourself, where you say, without judgment, I'm simply going to speak what I feel. And I'm not going to judge it, whatever I feel is not going to judge me. Let us say it again. Whatever I feel is not going to judge me. But I am living in a very challenging world, And many things, many buttons are pushed. Many things are going on. And I'm going to speak about them. I'm going to make a circle of my own in which I can speak all of the things that I am feeling. And interestingly enough, the beauty of this is that sometimes your head will actually pay attention to what you are saying. And when it is giving you suggestions, it may actually give you some suggestions that are helpful with this. The fear of feeling and the fear of feeling not the right things. We are somewhat amused by that, about how you are supposed to feel only the right things. That is absurd. You feel what you feel. And because you are human, your capacity for feeling is tremendous. And your capacity for feeling all manner of things is present and is right there. But when it is bottled, sometimes it hides from you. Sometimes you are the one who is not fully understanding how much you are feeling or what you are feeling. So to make this a part of your, what would we say, your discipline, that you have a circle where you sit in that circle and everything you feel is spoken without judgment, without fear, without shame. It is simply spoken. So it is out. And you do not have to carry so much of it in your body. And in the world that you are in, there are many things that are being triggered, as we are sure you have noticed. So this is the time to make a place for this to be spoken. And when it is spoken, then, like all emotions, it can then release. But if it is hidden, even from you, then you are caught, your body is caught, trying to hold things that that need to be released. We would like to encourage you to find the things that you are embarrassed to feel, and be sure you speak those, because those are the ones that you are more likely to hide from yourself. And there's a phrase we would like you to eliminate from your vocabulary altogether, and that phrase is, "I am not like that." You are human. You are like that. It does not mean that you are a bad human. It means that you are a fully feeling human. But we want to have some regard for that, those feelings, enough regard that we can speak them. So in this time, we want you to add this to your practice, because the world that you are living in is not coming to a plateau now. It will be, the light is shining through. But for the moment, please know that many things in you are being challenged. Many things in you are being pushed or upset, or in some way feeling the way you do not want to feel. So let us make a good place for those feelings to be spoken, because then they can go on their way. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. exhale fear. Feel a wind blow and let the wind blow away any burdensome energy that you're carrying so that you do not need to take it with you. Give it to the wind and feel how light you've become. Now feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up into your body and wash your root, the center where you create, and free it up. Feel the cleansing energy comes to the second center and washes away shame and judgment and leaves you free to cleanse as you go without judgment, without pain. Feel the cleansing energy in your solar plexus. Wash away the emotions that are not serving your path. Wash it away. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your heart, and let the cleansing energy water your garden so that everything beautiful can grow. Let the cleansing energy come into your throat and wash the energy of any restricted or harsh thing that happens in your communication center. Wash it free so that whatever you feel has a place to be spoken. Feel the cleansing energy come into your third eye and wash the third eye clear and clean so that your intuitive powers are strengthened, are strong, and are with you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown, opening the crown so that the universe can send you all that is for you, all that is for your highest good, for your joy, for your pleasure, for your abundance. Move your attention into your heart center and look at the beauty that you've created here, a place where you can rest, a place where you can be peaceful and wise and safe. And looking up, see that a path illuminates. And walk up to a path, step on the path, and let the path take you upward. Know that the air is full of blessings, and that everything you breathe brings into your body and into your consciousness the things that are fine for you, that heal you, that are good for you, that support you, and make you happy. Breathe an air full of all that is good. And feel the path take you to a place where there is a receptacle for all of your shame, old and new. And feel all of that shame pour out of your body and into the receptacle. Hold none of it back. Now see the blue flame below the receptacle and see it coming into the receptacle and transmuting all of your shame. And see what rises up to greet you. Now step onto the path again and feel it move you upward. Until you come to a place of illumination. Feel the energy of illumination. And feel that there is a flame from the rainbow colors that moves into your body and awakens every chakra in joy. Feel it moving down through your body. Everything is awake. Everything is in joy. And from here, move to the place of the gift. And resting your mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the trail, breathing in the blessings that are all around you. Come back into your heart center. Begin to breathe into the center of your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.